it's a complicated question, and just for the sake of the article, originally ran in Arkansas Life magazine, it's actually, there's an expanded version of the article in that magazine, and the one that was in the Sunday's Perspective section in the Democrat Gazette is a little shorter, and it's updated. I was able to go and talk to Devon McClure, an Arkansas baseball signee, really one of the few African Americans in recent years to sign with Arkansas, who may actually not end up playing there. He may end up playing with the Cleveland Indians, who just drafted him. I talked to him, got an update. But yeah, I mean the reasons. Just trying to focus on college baseball in Arkansas. A big reason at that level would be college scholarships. You know, the college baseball players, you can have 25, 35 players on a team typically, and there's 11.7 scholarships that most of the players aren't getting full scholarships, they're getting partials. Whereas in football and baseball, almost all the players are getting full scholarships, especially in basketball, almost all of them are getting full scholarships, and most are in football getting full scholarships. So at a certain level, it becomes economic at that level. If you go back to younger ages, you can start getting into more cultural reasons at this point, or social reasons. That's kind of where it starts.
Do we have these small numbers of African Americans playing baseball when you get to the American Legion, Babe Ruth, or Little League levels?
Gosh, that's a good question. You know, honestly, I did not play baseball growing up, and that's probably one of the reasons that I could maybe approach this as an outsider. I mean, I'm not African American. I'm white, but you know, growing up, I did not play in those American Legion, those youth baseball leagues. I was a big basketball guy, some soccer, but kind of looking on at the outside, I even in the 90s, you know, I it was almost all the white people at my school in the Heights, in Little Rock. The players that made up these teams were mostly white, and just anecdotally, like talking to people for this article, I kind of confirmed what I thought is you just look at American Legion, look at Babe Ruth, Junior Deputy. There's definitely exceptions. Some places like Steele and Pine Bluff, still some teams in Maumelle, for instance, even in Bryant. You do have exceptions occasionally, but the trend the last few decades is increasingly white color.
Well, I wonder how much of this is a general baseball problem, in that you can drive around almost any community in the state on a warm day and you can find a pickup basketball game between guys who are in their 40s, kids who are teenagers, and everything in between. I see pickup soccer, if not games, at least soccer practices or whatever. I don't know if there has been a pickup baseball game in this state or this country in the last 25 or 30 years.
That's a great question. I mean, you talk about, and this was actually a quote that was in the original Arkansas Life magazine article. It wasn't in the paper, but I really thought it brought it home. It's by a guy named Richard Lapchick, who directs something called the Institute of Diversity and Ethics in Sport out of Florida. He said, if baseball is going to be seen as the national pastime, you would hope it would reflect the diversity of the country. I mean, it truly was a demotic sport, decades ago in the early 1900s and 50s, because it was a sandlot grassroots sport. I mean, kids just played it, whether it was organized or not. And you don't see that. And maybe part of that is, again, the money it takes. The other part of it is you just don't even see them playing stickball in the streets. That wouldn't take any money, but instead they're going to be playing other. In fact, they're not even playing sports as much outside anymore. If you have more than staying indoors and playing, you know, doing indoor stuff, but if they are going outside, it's these other sports. Something I forgot to mention was I did go up to Fayetteville to talk to D.J. Baxendale, you know, for the story, the Arkansas pitcher, and I kind of just went out to Walker Park over there.
You can drive around almost any community in the state on a warm day, and you can find a pickup basketball game between guys who are in their 40s, kids who are teenagers, and everything in between. I see pickup soccer, if not games, at least soccer practices or whatever. I don't know if there has been a pickup baseball game in this state or this country in the last 25 or 30 years.
That's a great question. I mean, you talk about, and this was actually a quote that was in the original Arkansas Life magazine article. It wasn't in the paper, but I really thought it brought it home. It's by a guy named Richard Lapchick, who directs directs something called the Institute of Diversity and Ethics in Sport out of Florida. He said, if baseball is going to be seen as the national pastime, you would hope it would reflect the diversity of the country. I mean, this it truly was a demotic sport, you know, decades ago in the early 1900s and 50s, because it was a sandlot grassroots sport. I mean, kids just played it, whether it was organized or not. And, yeah, you don't see that. And maybe part of that is, again, the money it takes. The other part of it is you just don't even see them playing stickball in the streets. That wouldn't take any money, but instead they're going to be playing other. In fact, they're not even playing sports as much outside anymore. If you have more than staying indoors and playing, you know, doing indoor stuff. But if they are going outside, it's these other sports.
You did mention that you talked to Devon McClure, who has committed to the University of Arkansas, but was drafted in the fourth round by the Cleveland Indians. And for those who don't know, he could sign and go pro and not play baseball. What did you and Devon McClure talk about?
Well, we talked about, how cognizant is Devon of being the exception. And Jacksonville High is a little different insofar as their team, they've had a really good team recently. Last year they won the state championship. Has like maybe 5 to 7 players who are African-American on the team, which is higher than most of the other high schools in the area, maybe outside of Jefferson County or some of the other Delta towns. So I was kind of asking him about, did he see himself as an exception? Yes, he does. Is it something that he talks about with his white and black friends? Yes, certainly is. He said he is made fun of by African-American friends occasionally. I don't think it's serious. They just josh around with him. But, he's also a football player. So he's a guy who he's going against the trend of specialization in youth sports, too, by continuing to play football and baseball through high school. And if you're going to see African-American players in higher levels of high school and then in college baseball, they tend to play football as their other sport and not basketball, which makes sense considering the seasons. I mean, football's in fall, baseball's in spring, so that kind of makes sense. But something I wasn't able to put in the article, but I thought was really interesting was, I think it was the 2009 College World Series team at LSU that won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
They had two African-American players, but both of them were on college football scholarships. They had chosen to play baseball. So you kind of see a little bit of a mini trend along those lines. You rarely see white or black basketball and baseball. But Devon is very much aware of what's going on. At the same time, he doesn't want to make it like a big race thing. He just loves the game. I mean, he's ready to go out there, make a name for himself. If he does see himself as a potential role model for all young people, but especially African Americans, it's something that he kind of, I think he's excited about the possibility of reigniting interest among African Americans, maybe on a local level, and then if he becomes a big enough star, big enough name on a wider level.
You talked to Norm DeBrine, the longtime head coach at the University of Arkansas, and I'm not going to get the quote quite right. I don't have it here in front of me, but he said one thing that he has disliked seeing happen to baseball is it has become, for lack of a better term, a white middle-class sport, at least with youth. And he thinks that's unhealthy for the game on a national level.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the question is, if we think of baseball as our national pastime, I mean, shouldn't it reflect our diversity of our nation? And that's something that it gets very tricky because it's something I was talking to DJ Baxendale about. And DJ is a white baseball pitcher for the Razorbacks, and that team right now for the Razorbacks that's kind of pounding on the door going to the College World Series is all white. But I asked him, is that something that you think about or talk about that much? He said no, because where he comes from, and he's bounced around the state, but where he came from in high school was around Sherwood in central Arkansas and North Little Rock, that area. And he's played with a few good African-American players, including Devon McClure, growing up. So to him, he's seen that at that level. And then when he looks ahead at the Major League Baseball, he sees plenty of dark-skinned players, black-skinned players, but they're Dominican,
mm-hmm.
not African-American. And so, maybe if he thinks about it, it registers that they're not African-American, but just as a quick glance, not something that he thinks much about.
Let me play devil's advocate and say perhaps this is not as big a deal as you and I are talking about. Baseball is on the major league level, and certainly if you go see the minor league Naturals in Springdale, you do see a lot of white players, but you see a lot of Dominican and Venezuelan, and you see a lot of Asian-born or players with Asian heritage. So there is still this sort of rainbow or this diversity. It's just that African-Americans don't make up as big a percentage as they used to. And so maybe that's an evolution of a sport?
I mean, it's a great point. I mean, one thing that really surprised me looking back at this, again, because I'm not a sports guy, but I'm not a big, huge baseball guy, but looking back at it primarily through a book, which I recommend highly to anybody interested in the history of baseball and racial studies. It's called Raceball. Just came out a few months ago. It's by a University of Pittsburgh professor named Rob Ruck, R-U-C-K. It's how the major leagues colonized the black and Latin game. Mm. And, you know, that Hispanic influence has been a part of Major League Baseball really dating back to the 1870s. Even at that point, you had Americans would go down to Cuba, or the Cubans would come up to America and play in winter ball leagues and travel on traveling teams. And they were coming through Arkansas like as early as like the 1910s, some of the Cuban all-stars. So that's definitely that part, if you just take it as a whole, the Hispanics, not the Dominicans, but the Cubans, it's been around a long time. The Asian influx is newer in America. But yeah, I mean, you have a point. I mean, there is a evolving kaleidoscope here. But at the same time, you know, I just think this is something where you look at the changing spectrum here, the changing face of baseball, and it matters because not only we have to kind of rethink what is our national pastime and what does that mean to us as a people and how should we define that, but also just the way the youth sports has changed. I mean, that youth sports in and of itself, kind of a separate subject, but there's a lot of crossover here. Kids just specialize so much earlier now, and they're really putting they're not playing the different sports like they used to when they were, and I'm kind of getting off track a little bit here, but I started thinking about this as I went deeper into it, and I was thinking, you know, I'm 30 years old, and if there were kids growing up my age, a little older, like African-Americans who didn't play baseball when they were kids, have no connection to the sport, and now they're coaching basketball or football or whatever, what impetus or what motivation do they have to be interested in the sport or to, you know, allow their kid, their players to go and play it? I mean, that you're really losing that connection.
Evan, thanks so much for your time.
Kyle, I appreciate talking to you.